one of a failed micro school in West Virginia actually held the secret to revolutionizing education accountability across America. Yeah, we gotta talk about that. Instead of focusing on winning arguments, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and marketing and how we can use them to win in the world of politics, teaching you how to meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show. Well, hey there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode. I am, as always, your humble host, joining you from our lovely Cardio Miracle Studios here in Eastern Indiana. The Brian Nichols Show is powered by Amp America. Very excited to be part of the Amp America team. Whether you're looking for current events, news, or some pretty darn good opinion pieces, if I do say so myself, namely because I write a few at least once a week, go ahead, check out ampamerica.com. I guarantee you're going to find all the news you've been looking for through, yes, of course, a little bit of a liberty perspective, but we have an amazing group of folks over there, and I'm very excited to be part of the Amp America family. So one more time, ampamerica.com. Go ahead and give them some love. Also, go ahead and give not just someone who's powering yours truly, but also powering our studio, that is our studio sponsor, Cardio Miracle. Go give them some love because they've been a studio sponsor now for about 7 months. And I've been using Cardio Miracle for just over 7 months. And folks, I got to tell you, like, I've seen the Cardio Miracle difference for myself. I can't really put it into words of how much it's changed my life. But here, I'll just kind of give you the background, right? I had a history of family issues with high blood pressure. Like, my mom's side, my dad's side, everybody had high blood pressure. And of course, I got high blood pressure. I work out 6 days a week. I had lost 180 pounds at one point. I'm like, what more do I have to do to help get my blood pressure under control? The doctor's like, well, you can take three medications. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And then I found Cardio Miracle. Now, I was a little skeptical, as I'm sure you are listening to this little read here. And I was like, you know, we'll give it a shot. I had John Hewlett, the CEO of the show. He's touting the benefits of nitric oxide, which is a Nobel Prize winning supplement back in the 90s, saying how it helped change his life and it helped change tens of thousands of other people's lives. And I said, okay, we'll go ahead and give it a whirl. And I was blown away. Within the first month, better sleep, better pump at the gym. And then the part that just absolutely made my mind go, what? Was my blood pressure plummeting. It went down from a traditional like high 130s to like 120 over, instead of high 90s, like 80, you know, normal. So I saw it. I said, okay, Cardio Miracle difference is 1000% real and I'm on board. So I say all that, folks, we're 7 months in to not only having them as a sponsor here in the show, but I've been using them. And I just want you to know, I would not have a show sponsor that I don't truly believe in. And I firmly, truly, 1000% believe in Cardio Miracle. And I want you to experience the Cardio Miracle difference for yourself. So here's what you're going to do. Head to the show notes. If you're joining us on the video version of the show, link is in the video description. Or head to the homepage, briannicholsshow.com, and you'll see a pop-up right there for our good friends at Cardio Miracle. Check them out. First of all, if you use our code TBNS, you're going to get 15% off your order. I mean, that's pretty darn cool, number one. Number two, you have nothing to lose. There's a 100% money-back guarantee. So I could tell you all day long how much you will see the benefits, but I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to experience it for yourself. So again, use that code TBNS at checkout. Get that 15% discount and start seeing the Cardio Miracle difference for yourself. I guarantee your heart will thank you, and at the end of the day, you will thank you. So please go ahead and check out Cardio Miracle, the best heart health supplement in the world. All right, folks, we paid the bills, but if you are a parent and you have a kid in the government school system, you don't really have a choice to pay the bills. You have to pay the bills every single year when it comes to your taxes, and do you have a choice where to send your kid if your school district drops the ball? Well, unfortunately, if you're in our old traditional way of government schools, the answer is no. But our good friend Matt Friendaway from Yes, Every Kid, he's joining us today to talk about how a micro school in West Virginia might actually be a blueprint to help you parents out there who are saying, what can I do when my school drops the ball? Returning, yes, to the Brian Nichols Show. I mentioned him, one Matt Friendaway, Yes, Every Kid Foundation. Matt, welcome to the Brian Nichols Show again. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Brian. Great to be with you.
Great to have you back in the show. Now, for the folks who maybe are new listeners here to the Brian Nichols Show, because peek behind the curtain, Matt, our numbers are up 279% this year. What? Don't know how that happened, but we're cool about it. But we've been growing leaps and bounds this year, Matt. So there's literally like thousands of new folks in the audience who maybe don't know who you are, who Yes Every Kid is. So before we go into the reason you're on the show today to talk about this micro school in West Virginia, just do us a favor, reintroduce yourself, and of course, Yes Every Kid.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And Yes Every Kid is an organization just dedicated to unlocking the talent in every child. We believe that every student deserves access to the program services, courses, schools, and programs that meet their needs. And with that, individuality requires a diverse offerings of providers and services. That there are a lot of barriers in the way for parents to access those barriers. And so we look at, a lot of barriers in the way for parents to access those programs. And so we look at ways to tear down those barriers, make the system more open and really more deserving and deliver and more deserving to children and deliver them the education that they deserve. That we believe that every kid is worthy of that, and not just some kid, whether they're wealthy or they are lucky, or if their family just so happens to move to, quote, the right school.
Yeah, I actually, you know, when I talk to my friends, I have friends, Matt, believe it or not. People are like, Brian, you do a show like every day, it seems. Do you have friends? I do have friends. And they're all over across the United States. But when they do move, Matt, I would say like 50% of the time I hear the reason for them moving is something societal and happens to be more often than not something relating to their kids or education. So let's talk about this, right? West Virginia, we see this micro school. It's called the Hive Learning Academy. Sounds a little sketch just by the name to begin with, but who am I? And you look at the school, like it's a micro school. West Virginia is on board with school choice. I believe they have, don't they have school choice savings accounts or yeah, something like that, right? Yeah. So you have an option now where if a school drops the ball, parents can bring their dollars elsewhere. Let's look at West Virginia. Let's tell the story of this Hive Learning Academy. How is this an example, Matt, of exactly what we promote here? You know, our good friend Corey DeAngelis going around and talking about the importance of school choice. How is this the example of not just the importance of school choice, but frankly, how is this the example of exactly why we need school choice from an outcomes perspective?
Absolutely. So the Hive Academy, was a micro school that a couple parents had started, and they offered this to a variety of families. I think they were originally homeschool families, and they wanted to expand and use the New Hope Scholarship, the Education Savings Account, to offer what they had been providing to their children to more families. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out, and the families were dissatisfied with the school, which happens. And instead of what happens in the traditional public school system, where parents are dissatisfied and they're stuck, or to your point, they have to have a real hard conversation about possibly moving up, you know, picking up stakes and selling their home and moving to get to a new school, these parents had the ability to pull out of the school, have access to a refund of their funding, and then go enroll their kid into either a new school or a home school or just another provider. And to me, this is a signal that the market is maturing. Not some of the media painted it as some sort of like the sky is falling on school choice. To me, this is the opposite. This demonstrates that parents have power, and when given power and agency to move and exercise the freedom that we use in other marketplaces, they'll use it when they're dissatisfied, and they'll use it when they're satisfied. And that's what I think this showcases. In the op-ed that I wrote about this, I compared the Hive Learning Academy to Baltimore Public Schools. And
I'm sorry, that's never a school district that you actually want to be compared with.
No, but sadly, it's serving far more kids than Hive Learning Academy.
Yep.
But Baltimore Public Schools, 93% of students are not proficient in math. Dozens of the schools have zero students proficient in math, but we don't have to make it just Baltimore, right? Like, let's jump, you're in Indiana, let's jump over to Chicago, where dozens of schools have zero kids proficient in math and learn and reading. And what power, what agency do those parents have when they're dissatisfied? The traditional public system says, yeah, zero. You're holding up your son. Zero. They have zero agency. And the traditional public school system says, stay put, stay seated. We'll give you a new 5-year plan. We'll give you a new 10-year plan.
Are you ready for a life upgrade? Ebel's CBD is your solution to chronic pain, stress, and sleepless nights. Transform managing into thriving. Our exclusive offer for the Brian Nichols Show listeners, 15% off all Ebel's products with code TBNS at checkout. Don't miss your chance to improve your life today. Head to BrianNicholsShow.com/Ebel's to get 15% off your order. And now, back to the show.
But you don't have, you shouldn't have the right, is really the way they frame it, to go and pull your funds and go elsewhere. And instead, what happened in West Virginia demonstrates what happens when parents have the ability to do that. They say, nope, not happy. Didn't work the way I wanted it to work. I'm going to take my funds and go elsewhere. That is a good thing, not a bad thing. That's how markets should work. That really is the future of education as we continue to see education freedom expand across the country.
Accountability and consequences. I know that that sounds mean to the audience out there who's like, but Brian, no. We need, and I'm going to go on a rant here for a second, but like, we need a society, Matt, of people who understand that there is accountability. There is consequences, both for good things and bad things, right? And that isn't just in terms of what we do as individuals, but from a policy perspective too. How often do our lawmakers, they can just say like, oh, well, it wasn't my fault. I tried so hard. You voted for this. What are we talking about? Come on, like, stop playing games here. Let's talk about real accountability, real consequences. And when you look to the free market, that is, by definition, the ultimate means to actually go ahead and instill some type of accountability and consequences when folks in the marketplace drop the ball, which I know there's a subsection of like 0.023% of my audience who are like, but education should be brought down by the government. That's their job. No, sorry. Education, just like any other good or service in the marketplace, is just that, a good or service. Therefore, the quality of the service plus the cost of the service should be determined by market forces, not just by some government bureaucrat who is like, you know, your kids should probably learn what the 17th letter of the LGBTQAI+ agenda is. No, I'm sorry. No, Mr. Bureaucrat, I don't want you being the person to determine that. I want to be able to send my kid where I want to send my kid and to know that the stuff that's being taught to my kids is actually going to help them be a successful adult in our real life functioning society. So taking a step off of my podium here, Matt, we look at what happened in West Virginia and it works, right? School, the Hive Learning Academy, they closed their doors. They're under state investigation right now. And yet, even though we look at this as a perfect example of how this should work, you hit the nail on the head. You have gargantuan entities like the Baltimore City School District. I think the number was $1.7 billion for an annual budget. You think that budget's going to get smaller after they have, like, what, half their kids can't even read? No, of course. They're going to be like, you know what we should really do? We should increase that from $1.7 billion to $1.9 billion. And then that $200 million extra, divide that by the number of kids. Yeah, it's probably going to be like another, like, $15,000 per student. But that is how we're going to help our kids read. Right? Right, Matt? Isn't that how it works?
That is how it works. I mean, that's, you know, in Baltimore Public Schools, their solution was a new $1.5 million tutoring program to try and solve the math problem.
I'll do it for 1.3.
Pardon?
I'll do it for 1.3 mil.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, or give the families the 1.5 million. Give them the ability to go hire the tutor they want. Give them the ability to go hire a new provider if they want. What would happen? Like, you know exactly, well, we all know what would happen, right? If you gave the ability of Baltimore parents to take their funding and go elsewhere, they probably would, because the services they're getting are atrocious. But yet, instead, we call that accountability, right? Like, I think that's the other problem we have right now is, right now, we call accountability this element of testing. We say, well, we test kids, so that's accountability. And I'm like, no, testing kids is an assessment. And I'm not necessarily a big fan of standardized testing, but let's start putting some really meaning behind language. Testing kids isn't accountability. It's assessing where they're at. It's providing some transparency to how well they're doing or how well they're not doing. So in Baltimore Public Schools, they're like, well, we have accountability. We standardize test our kids. And I'm like, no, you don't have accountability. You have some element of transparency with no accountability. To your point, you nailed it on its head. It's it's consequence that should follow what happens after our school fails or does well. And there's no consequence in Chicago or in Baltimore or continue on in any other school other than the elements where parents have the ability to take their funds, retrieve them back, and go elsewhere. That's where we see consequence. And to me, that's a model we should be emulating and continuing to expand. And we see it already around the country, right? School choice has taken the country by storm. And it's because parents are fed up with being told, nope, sit down, give us your kids, you don't have a say. And instead, finally, politicians have stepped up and recognized, like, wait, parents want this. They want more autonomy. They want more control over the funding. They want the ability to take their funding and send it to another provider to customize it, to blend it, to hire one provider for part of their services or another provider for their other services. And to me, it's why it's wildly popular and it's continuing to expand all over the country. I mean, Alabama just passed a new program just last week. And there's more states that are continuing to look at programs this year.
You know, you mentioned how this can be like a part of the puzzle for parents, right? Like they want to send their kids to multiple different areas. Anybody in the world of business is listening to this being like, yeah, that's how literally everything works. Like, I'm not even kidding. I got off a call like an hour before we hopped on here, Matt. And for the folks who are listening that aren't aware, I'm in the sales development outbound world. I lead a sales team and I help a lot with like new business opportunities and stuff. And we were on a discovery call with a customer and he's going through and he's talking about all the different pieces to the puzzle he has for credit card payment processing. And, you know, he's got one provider that does this, one provider that does this, and each of them are doing a different piece of the puzzle, but they're doing it in their own way and they're adding value. So he sees the benefit, right, of going that route. And I just look at that and I say, yeah, that makes sense because that's what they need. They need to make it a tailor-fit solution for them. But if you take that solution that works for them, and I go to what I think is a same ICP, same ideal customer persona, and I try to put that exact solution that worked for this past customer on a new customer, it might not work because the variables are different. And that's just because that's how life is. Like, not every kid is the exact same. Like, every kid is different as they should be. No single kid should be put into this like cookie cutter mentality of an education system. So I say all that, Matt, you know, we talk about incentive structures. We talk about consequences and accountability. What do you think beyond the parents now starting to say, oh, wow, we have power here, right? And actually having a chance to stand up to this. But let's go on the other side. To more of the administrators, to more of the teachers that are out there, I mean, what are these consequences? What are these incentive structures? Do you find, what are they going to teach them? Do you think that it might change the way that some of our even, yes, government instructors, that they're going to approach their jobs?
I think so. I think there's a couple things that, and we're already starting to see this in the emerging out-of-system marketplace, which is the talented providers or teachers who are fed up with the top-down system and their inability to actually teach to kids are leaving. And they're starting, a lot of them are starting their own school. And they're starting their own schools and creating their own education marketplace to interact with parents on their own terms. To me, that continues to demonstrate that, like, if you're a really good educator, there's a new emerging marketplace for you to jump out of and go, I'm out. Public school, you're fired, and because I know that there's parents around the corner who are going to hire me. And to me, that's just another demonstration that the marketplace is going to continue to grow. And this top-down, you know, one-size-fits-all monopoly is not only is it outdated, but it's starting to really feel pressure in every side. You have parents who are pulling their kids out. You have really talented teachers who are saying, "Nope, I'm going to leave and go start my own, or go join an existing out-of-system." Unconventional learning environment. And to me, like, that's a marketplace that's emerging and is going to continue to emerge as we continue to move closer and closer to a freer market, as opposed to right now, which is a closed market.
Matt, I've heard objections, and I'm in the world of sales, so we prepare for objections because objections are just part of the buying process. And I know one of the objections I hear frequently is, well, Brian, you're talking about private schools or you know, schools that are outside of the purview of the government schooling system. So doesn't that mean by default that there are going to be kids that are, I'm sorry for the term, but you know, kids that are left behind somewhere? George Bush smiles saying, no kid left behind. But no, seriously, what about these kids, Matt, who they're going to be left behind? What about them?
I don't believe that, right? I believe in the power of parents to make the best choices for their kid. For some parents, that may be staying put, right? And that's okay. And that's the power of markets. It's it's allowing parents to say, I actually, you know, the public school is actually the most convenient. It's located near my job. It's on my way to work. Whatever might be the reason, and I'm going to stay put, or I have a really good relationship with the educator, or my kid just is doing well here. But it's also allowing those other parents to say, this isn't working for me, and I'm going to go somewhere else. So, you know, the argument that somehow kids are going to get left behind, to me, one, that's like really a, like, you really think your product is really, like, not very superior. If your worst argument is that the kids who stay put are going to be somehow negatively impacted. So let's start there. And then secondly, let's just accept the fact that parents are in the best position to make the best decisions over their kids' education and leave it there and give them the ability to take the funds that are otherwise taxed and taken from them, but give it back to them to make the choices that they think are best for their family.
Attention, sober freedom lovers. Unleash the power of liquid freedom by Blood of Tyrants. This energy tea is crafted with a bunch of natural goodness and the energy-boosting yerba mate. Zero sugar, no compromises. And you can get yours today by heading to briannicholsshow.com/tea and save 10% off your order using code TBNS at checkout. Sip with a purpose. Redefine your beverage experience today with Liquid Freedom. And now back to the show. So Matt, when we're talking about making this happen, right? And this, we were using the example of the micro school in West Virginia to show how it works. But in terms of helping progress this forward, I mean, what would you say are some of the needed wins that we need to have at a policy perspective, both from a state and local worldview, but also, I mean, yeah, we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room, that is the largest elephant in world history, that is the U.S. government, in terms of how large it is and how overreaching it is. So what can we do there from a policy position to help keep us going in this positive direction?
Well, I think it's starting always with the question of what's best for families, right? And in every policy conversation, making sure you're arcing the policy outcomes, the policy design, towards what's best for families, and not what often times happens in policymaking, as you're well aware, which is what's best for politicians. So that's the first thing we can do. The second thing, I think, for those policymakers who are listening or those who impact policymakers who are listening, is take this example and run with it, right? Accountability is not a top-down system of how you measure kids. Accountability is the ability. It's what happens to a school when it refuses to deliver for students. You know, in the Hive Learning Academy, it closed. All of Baltimore schools, they're still open. Which is more accountable? To me, it's clear, the Hive Academy. And therefore, why is it more accountable? Parents have the freedom to move. They have the funds that they can take with them. And that also creates a consequence against the system that otherwise would be consequence-free when a parent leaves. And that's what you see in Baltimore, Chicago, and many other large public school systems. There's no consequences whatsoever. So start making those consequences tied to giving parents the freedom and the ability to take their funds, say you're fired, move to a new provider, and you're hired.
You're channeling your inner Donald Trump there. I love it. You're fired. Yeah, good stuff. Matt, we're going towards the tail end of the episode. So we like to do our little segment called Final Thoughts. And if you're cool, I'll kick things off and I'll turn it over to you to wrap things up. So I look at this conversation that we're having today, and for posterity's sake, we're recording here in 2024, March of 2024, and I look back to when I first had this conversation on the Brian Nichols Show, and we were a wee little podcast way back in 2018, and I never thought that this conversation would be happening, right? I never thought that we would get to the point where so many parents, so many school districts have actually done an about face, and now they're on board with this. And I think there's one big area that we've had trouble, and I'm going to use the right now, just in a generalized approach, that we on the right don't know when to celebrate the wins. Like, we are always looking at, oh my God, here's the next worst thing that we have to address, which is true, by the way, which is true. We have that goal, but we also have a goal, or an obligation rather, to take a step back and acknowledge when we accomplish some pretty darn impressive goals. Now, I had Corey DeAngelis back in the show. I think it was late 2018, early 2019. And this is when he was really beginning his, like, Corey DeAngelis evangelist thing, where he's going around all these different state capitals and really preaching the good word of school choice, right? And now we look to where we are today. I think the number is over half of U.S. states embracing a school choice approach, half of U.S. states embracing educational savings accounts. I mean, like, these are huge wins. And guys, like, and this is to you, Matt, this is the audience, like, celebrate. Celebrate this win. Like, when I have a sales guy who they close like an A-plus deal, like, you know, six figures, they're feeling great. But then they look to next quarter and they're like, okay, I gotta start working on next quarter. I'm like, my dude, let's celebrate. Like, let's have some fun and enjoy the fact that you just closed this awesome, awesome account. That's kind of how I feel about this. And frankly, about all the other areas that we spend our time, energies, and efforts, whether it's in the world of school choice, it's in the world of culture, whatever it may be, we gotta celebrate some wins. So thank you, Matt, for helping us get some wins on the board. It's for, you know, folks like you and organizations like Yes Every Kid who are out there making things happen. So I'm just truly excited to have you in the show, to be able to promote and support all the great work you guys are doing. So yeah, keep doing what you guys are doing, because you're making the world a better place. That's my final thoughts. Matt, what do you have for us on your end?
You know, I appreciate that. That's really what inspired me to write this op-ed. Was the original coverage for this micro school that closed was the school, you know, the sky is falling, you know, this is what's wrong with school choice. And I said, halt, wait, this is a marketplace taking hold. This is parents exercising the freedom that they otherwise were not given or afforded before, that they don't have in other parts of the country. This is something we should be celebrating. I don't want parents to be disappointed, don't get me wrong, but I want parents to have the power and freedom to make the best choice for themselves, and to be able to exercise the consequence that otherwise escapes almost all other public school. And I want them to be able to do it seamlessly and freely and have the funds to do that. And so that to me is a demonstration that we're moving in rapid pace towards a much more freer market and a much more parent-centered and student-centered market. And that is a good thing.
Folks, you've been listening to VP of Strategy from Yes Every Kid Foundation, Matt Friendaway. Really excited to have him here on the Brian Nichols Show, powered by Amp America. Matt, this has been a fantastic conversation, but it's not your first time here on the show. Yes, you were on the show, as I mentioned back at the beginning of the episode. You were on earlier this year, end of last year, or somewhere in there.
Yeah, one or the other. Yeah,
it was in the past 6 months. But no, we had some great conversations there, digging into Yes Every Kid and all the great work you guys are doing. So here's what I'm going to do for the audience slash here's some homework, because we're talking about school. Yes, please go back and check out that episode with Matt. Link is going to be in the show notes, or if you're joining us on the video version of the show, namely on the YouTubes or on the Rumbles, stick around after the show wraps up. You're going to see a pop-up like right here somewhere in this general area. That's going to be the episode that Matt joined us here last time. So please go ahead, check that out. And then otherwise, in terms of some call to actions for you in the audience, please go ahead and give today's episode a share. That's how we spread the word. That's how we increase downloads 280% in like a month and a half for the year. Like, yes, guys, sharing the show helps more than you would know. So please go ahead, give it a share when you do, because podcasts grow by word of mouth. Believe it or not, the most effective way to grow the show is to tell other people. So tell some folks, or just go ahead and share on social media. When you do, please tag yours truly at B Nichols Liberty. You can find me over on x.com, Twitter, as well as over on Facebook. Matt Friendaway, where can folks go ahead and reach out to you if they want to continue the conversation? Plus, where can folks go ahead and support the amazing organization that is Yes Every Kid?
Visit yeseverykid.com, Yes Every Kid, at Yes Every Kid. Also follow me on X at Matt Friendaway. I appreciate everyone. You know, if you tag me or at me, I'll be sure to respond back. I'm usually a chatterbox on Twitter, so we'll talk to you there.
Love it. All right, folks. Now, some beyond the homework I gave you, some housekeeping, and that is where to find the show. Where can you find this amazing podcast with quite literally hundreds of guests that we've had here in the show for the past 6 years. Yeah, that's me being a sales guy now. Go to your favorite podcast catcher, wherever that may be. I like a Podcast Addict, but maybe you like YouTube Music. Maybe you like Spotify. Maybe you like Apple Podcasts. I don't know. Wherever it is, just go to The Brian Eagle Show, hit subscribe, and then also check out the fact that we have over 820 episodes here of the program, meaning if you go all the way back into the archives, back to episode one, when we, yes, we're just a baby podcast, you can hear how the show has grown, but also how the conversations have changed, right? Like I said, we weren't thinking that this would be the world we're in right now, in more ways than some, but also looking specifically at this issue. So it is really cool to hear the genesis of these conversations and to where we actually have ended up and frankly where we're heading. So please go ahead and check out those all those old episodes. I guarantee that there's a few conversations in there that will for sure leave you educated, enlightened, and informed. As for the video version of the show, yes, I mentioned the YouTube and the Rumble locations. Traditional, when you're there, hit subscribe, little notification bell, but also hit that like button because that helps the show get into more news feeds, more feeds just in general, but also we want to hear your thoughts. Matt wants to hear your thoughts. This is how we keep the conversation going. So please head down below into the comments. Let us know your thoughts. Are you on board with school choice? Do you think that school choice is in fact helping our kids have a better education? Or are you still a little skeptical? We want to hear. So please go down below into the show notes. Let us know your thoughts. Also, you can find us airing the entire video on Twitter, X.com, as well as on Facebook. Let us know down below in the comment section there as well. And then one final plug, and that is to please support the folks who support us, and that is our amazing sponsors. So Cardio Miracle, Ebels, CBD, Liquid Freedom Energy Tea, Blood of Tyrants Wine, and more. Please go support them because they are the amazing folks who support us and, yes, help us keep the lights on and, yes, have amazing folks like Matt joining us here on The Brian Eagle Show to talk about very important conversations that need to be had. So with that being said, that's all we have for you today. Brian Eagle signing off here on The Brian Eagle Show for Matt Friendaway from Yes, Every Kid. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at briannicholsshow.com.